BBC News. The United States has warned it might never resume its funding of the World Health Organization unless the organization undergoes change. President Trump suspended US funding of the organization last week, accusing it of having promoted Chinese disinformation about COVID-19. His Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, now says the UN body would first have to undertake fundamental reform, including a possible change in leadership. The US House of Representatives is expected shortly to pass a fourth coronavirus relief bill worth more than $480 billion. President Trump has promised to sign it into law quickly. The bill sees small businesses getting $320 billion and hospitals $75 billion. The governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, says initial survey results indicate that about 14% of residents may have already contracted the coronavirus and that 1 in 200 of those subsequently died. Mr. Cuomo said while the survey had its limitations, it suggested the virus was less deadly than feared. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has said a 5-week nationwide coronavirus lockdown will start to be eased next month. He said that after April the 30th, some economic activity would be allowed to resume. Dubai is reopening shopping malls on Friday and lifting a number of other restrictions imposed to combat the spread of the disease as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. Visits between those officially described as first and second degree relatives will be allowed. New research suggests a collapse in insect numbers around the world is more complicated than previously thought. Scientists found that while land-based species were declining by about 9% per decade, other species were doing much better. BBC News.